You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Glad to have you along with me on this Wednesday night. While the women's game did not go the way Dort fans would have liked, we'll see if the men can get it turned around and salvage a split here this evening. Difficult task in front of them, a Northwestern team that is 16-8 this year, 8-6 in the conference. Northwestern has won two out of its last three games, and is 3-5 since the Christmas break. Trent Hillbrands leads Northwestern with a 17.8 points per game average, and he converts 45.2% of his three-point shots. He is 71 of 157 from behind the arc. Jay Small is averaging 14.7 points per game and 6.1 rebounds, and he is making 35% of his three-pointers. He's 66 of 189 from the arc. Craig Sturck scores 13.6 points per game with 5.6 rebounds. Grant Rohr scores 10.7 points per game. Keegan Van Agdem and Isaac Heyer have added 8 and 6.8 points per game, and both average just over 4 rebounds per game. Northwestern's outscoring teams 86.3 to 76.6. The defender men are 18-7 this year, 9-6 in the league, 5 regular season games remaining. Dort's won 3 games in a row. The defenders are 6-3 since the Christmas break. Garrett Franken leads the team with a 15.6 points per game average and 7.5 rebounds with 55 assists and 17 blocked shots. Jesse Jansman's at 12.4 points per game. He's second on the team and made three-point baskets with 45. Cade Bleeker's average is 10.8. He leads the team and made three-pointers with 55. Zach Bussard and Marcus Winterfeld are at 9.6 and 8.4 points per game, respectively. Josh Van Langen, 7.4 and 7.0. Chandler Brunsting also has appeared in all 25 games for Dort and has a 4.6 points per game average. Chad Barkema still laid up with a hand injury. Gonna miss it as 10.2 points and 5.1 rebounds per game, and also his ability to guard several different positions on the floor. Last outing, Northwestern led Hastings 40-30. Northwestern beat Hastings in men's play 76-64, grabbed an early 45-28 halftime lead, and then rolled to the win. Dort beat Midland 100-79. Gasink led the way with 20, also grabbed 9 rebounds. Cade Bleeker had 19 points. And if not for Jackson Lamb having an unbelievable week for Briarcliff, Ben Gasink may have been in the discussion for Player of the Week honors for his all-around performance against Midland. But Jackson Lamb, a ho-hum 39.5 points per game average. Everyone else could have just as well held off on their Player of the Week nominations because they weren't touching Lamb's performance for Briarcliff and a pair of wins last week. Here's your starting lineup, first of all, for the Dort defenders. They will start number two, Jesse Jansma, 6'4 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 12.4 points per game. Cade Bleeker is a 6'5 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 10.8 points per outing. Number 11 is Ben Gasink. Gasink is 6'3 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 7.4 points per game. Number 22 is Garrett Frank, and a 6'7 junior from Atlantic, Iowa. He is averaging 15.6 points per game. That's tops on the team. And Zach Bussard is a 6'6 senior from Papillion, Nebraska. He wears number 41. He is averaging 9.6 points per contest. Dort is coached by Brian Van Haften in his second year at the helm for the Dort defenders. For the Northwestern Red Raiders, they are coached by Craig Sturck. They are not coached by Craig Sturck. They're coached by Chris Korver. Craig Sturck wears number 3. He's a starter for the Northwestern Red Raiders, and he is averaging 13.6 points per game. He's a 6'7 sophomore from McMain, Michigan. Number 4 is Trent Hillbrands. Hillbrands is a 6-foot junior from Remsen, averaging 17.8 points per game. Number 20 is Isaac Heyer. He's a 6'3 junior from Albert, Iowa, averaging 6.8 points per game. Number 22 is Jay Small, 6'2 junior from Hinton, Iowa, averaging 14.7 points per game. He is at Northwestern for his second year, played junior college basketball as a freshman at Kirkwood Community College. And rounding out the starting lineup for Northwestern, number 42, Keegan Van Agdem, a 6'2 junior from Sioux Falls, averaging 8 points per contest. For Northwestern and Chris Korber, it'll be Sterk, Hillbrands, Heyer, Small, and Van Engum. For the defenders, Jansma, Bleeker, Gasing, Franken, and Bussard. Back with more after this.
This broadcast of Defender Athletics on KDCR is made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick. Find new roads at Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, Iowa. Their entire inventory of over 150 new and used vehicles is on the web at highwaychevrolet.com. And by People's Insurance. People's Insurance wants to provide you with experience, value, and selection for all of your insurance needs. You can call Blake Kruger or Lisa Dykstra at People's Insurance in Sioux Center, 722-0101. People's Insurance, with locations in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Lester, Akron, Sheldon, and Haywarden, Iowa, and Jasper, Minnesota.
Dort controls the opening tip, and we are underway with basketball. Dort with the basketball, Jansma out front. Jansma passes the left side over to Bleeker. Bleeker gives it up. Gets a return pass now on the left wing, tries to go to the hoop. Lays it up with the left hand, and it's blocked out of bounds by Sterk. It will be Dort basketball, 13 seconds on the shot clock. Dort will throw it in, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Gasing throws it into Bussard. Bussard gives it up, Franken, Franken, Jansma. Jansma reverses Gasing. Gasing three, bangs it in. Line drive by Ben Gasing, all counts the same. Dort leads 3-0. Gasing shooting it well from the three-point line in recent games. With the basketball up front, Ben Agdom over to Heyer. Heyer on the right wing, gives it up, Sterk. Sterk puts it on the deck. Reverses it back out to Van Engdom. Van Engdom, three, up, off the front iron, and it drops through. Van Engdom leaves it short, but it drops through, ties it up at 3-3. Right side pass over the basketball. Then you give it up to Jansma. Jansma over to Bleeker. Bleeker right side, Franken. Franken with it. He's guarded there by Small. Franken gets a step, shot no good, gets his own rebound back, puts it up and down. Garrett Franken with a two-point basket. Dort leads 5-3. 5-3 hour score. Bringing the basketball back the other way is Heyer. Northwestern going to a set play. Heyer driving. Puts it up. Floats it over the top of a challenging Zach Bussard. And Isaac Heyer ties it at 5-5. 5-5 hour score. With the basketball on the left side is Jansma. Jansma Bleeker. Bleeker gives it up Gasing. Gasing with the basketball back over to Bussard. Bussard with the ball. Right side back over to Franken. Franken gives it up Jansma. Jansma puts it on the floor with the left hand, takes it hard to the basket, lays it up, good. Defenders lead 7-5, Northwestern basketball. Heyer with it across the timeline, they'll go to a set play again. Heyer, high post pass to Small. Small lobs it in for Sterk. Sterk facing up right over the lane. Pass back over to Heyer. Heyer, three-pointer is good. Isaac Heyer with a three-point basket, he's got five. Dort trails 8-7. Neither team's gotten a defensive stop yet. Three on the way. Left side, Bleeker. Cade Bleeker answers with a three. Still no one's got a stop. 10-8 hour score. 18 points scored in the first 2 minutes and 20 seconds of this one. This is Jay Small. Small. Left side, Sterk. Sterk, he'll put up a three. That one's off the back iron. No good. And Dort finally clears for a stop. Bleeker with the basketball. Cade up the floor with it on the left side. Cade passes right side, Jansma. Jansma with the ball. Jansma gives it up, left wing, driving, Bleeker, back to Bussard. Bussard, left elbow. Bussard trying to back his way in against Sterk. Little hook shot is up and good. Zach Bussard creates some separation with a bump and then finishes with a right-handed hook shot. Dort leads 12-8. 12-8 hour score. Left side pass with it is Heyer. Heyer gets it out front, Hillbrands. Hillbrands to Van Engdom. Van Engdom right side, Small. Small guarded there by Gasing. Small puts it up, heavily contested, and he knocks it down. Jay Small with a three-point basket. Dort leads 12-11. Quickly back the other way, Bleeker. Bleeker over to Jansma. Jansma right side, Bussard. Bussard with the basketball. Bussard working against Sterk, and Bussard with a right-handed hook. He's got four. Dort leads 14-11. Northwestern with the basketball, Small guarded by Gasing. Pass goes left side to Heyer. Heyer back over to Small. Small on the right wing, guarded by Gasing. Back to Van Engdom. Van Engdom at the free throw line. Reverses right side, Sterk. Sterk, help defense by Jansma. Sterk off of the glass, good. Craig Sterk with a two-point basket. Dort leads 14-13. Three on the other end by Bleeker, no good. Northwestern runs it out higher. Higher with a basketball, left side, Hillbrands. Hillbrands with it. Hillbrands gives back to Heyer. Heyer to Sterk. Sterk bounces off of his shoulder. Gets it back. Now gives it up Benagdom. And Benagdom is fouled on the play by Jansma. Finally a stoppage in play. Jansma commits a foul. Dort leads 14-13. 15:44 remaining in this first half. Mara into the ball game along with Brunstein. Van Langen also in the game for the defenders. Staying on the floor, Jansma and Bleeker. Hillbrands throws into Heyer. Heyer over the basketball, Small. Small gives it up, Sterk. Sterk layup good. Craig Sterk with four. Dort trails 15-14. Well, somebody better dig in defensively, otherwise this one's going to be 130-125. Then Langen outside. Brunstein. Brunstein knocks down a triple from the right wing. Chandler Brunstein. 17-15 defenders. Not even 5 minutes gone in this one. 17-15 defenders leading by two. Left side pass Hillbrands. Drops it inside for Sterk. Sterk the cutter. Benagdom. Benagdom back to Sterk. Sterk hangs in the air. Shot no good. Ball's down on the floor. Picked up by Brunstein. And Brunstein will call for a timeout as he picks it up. Benagdom hits the floor hard. Picks himself up. Dort maintained possession of it, and the defenders call for a timeout. Back with more after this. Chandler Brunstein with the basketball brings it up. Passes left side over to Van Langen. Van Langen right side, Winterfeld. Marcus in for Cade moments ago. Pass comes back right side. Marcus Winterfeld off the dribble. Nothing there. Goes right side back into the corner. Van Langen. Van Langen with the basketball. Josh picks up his dribble. 10 to shoot. Back over to Jansma. Jansma on the right side. Works it into the lane. Rises up. Dumps it off for Van Langen. Van Langen shot no good. Long rebound, though. Tapped out. And Brunstein knocks down a triple. Chandler Brunstein with a three. Dort leads 20-15. Northwestern basketball. Isaac Heyer brings it up. Heyer with it on the right side. Guarded by Mara. Winterfeld gambling for the steal. Doesn't get it. Van Agden picks it up. Gets it back over to Heyer. Heyer. Drives in. His shot too hard off the glass. Rebound taken away by Brunstein. Doesn't have the numbers. Three on three. He's going to drive in. And the ball is deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. It'll be Dort basketball. Checking into the ball game is DeMolinaire for Northwestern. Dort will throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Defenders by five. 20-15. Brunstein throwing it in. Lobs over the top, finds Winterfeld, 25 to shoot. Pass left side, Van Langen. Van Langen over the basketball, feeds it left side, gets the return pass now on the block, back to the basket. Comes back over to Jansma. Jansma, ball fake, shovels it back over to Van Langen. Van Langen, layup good. Josh Van Langen over the two-point basket. Dort leads 22-15. DeMolinaire passes right side. With it is Rohr. Rohr. Rohr working his way in against Van Langen. Van Langen blocks it away. Rebound taken away by Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball up the floor. Marcus fakes the handoff. Now gives it back over to Frank and to Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Jansma back to Van Langen. Van Langen layup good. Josh Van Langen with 4 points. Dort leads 24-15. 9-point advantage for the defenders. Dort right now on a 10-0 run. Northwestern with the basketball. Jay Small. Small guarded there by Winterfeld. Pass to DeMolinaire. DeMolinaire with it back over to Small. Small on the right wing. Small waves off the ball screen. Pass into the corner intended for Van Agnum. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Kendrick Van Kickerix is in the ball game along with Zach Bussard. And throwing the ball in. Deep in the corner will be Hillbrands. And actually he'll be throwing it in on the sideline right by the Dort bench. And he throws it in, gets it into Small, 9 to shoot. Small, guarded by, now gets it away to Hillbrands. Hillbrands working against Bussard. Shot, as the shot clock winds down, no good. Rebound cleared by Bussard. Bussard gets it away to Brunstein. Brunstein up the floor, 12:40 and counting. Right side pass over to Winterfeld. Dort with a 9-point lead, 24-15. Marcus with the ball. Marcus picked up his dribble. Gets it back over to Frank and 15 to shoot. Garrett in the lane, 10-footer straight on, no good. Rebound cleared by Small. Small with the basketball. Small stops, pops, three, good. Jay Small from the right wing, his second three of the ball game. Dort leads 24-18. Dort up by six. Defender basketball, Winterfeld. Winterfeld underneath it goes to Bussard. Bussard against Rohr. Bussard off of the glass with the right hand, good. Zach Bussard comes back to the right block, gets the shot to go. Dort up by eight, 26-18. Driving in, Hillbrand stops from the top of the key. His three, no good. His elbow jumper, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. And Bronsting gets it over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld buries a three from the left wing. Marcus Winterfeld with a three-point basket. Dort leads 29-18. Timeout on the floor, charge to Northwestern. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. DeMolinair passes it off to Slaughter. Slaughter back to Jay Small. Jay Small free, rims it, no good. Rebound taken away by Bussard. Bussard gets it up to Kendrick Van Kickerix. Van Kickerix on the right wing with it. Van Kickerix, left side it goes, Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball in between the circles. 11-15 and counting, first half. Franken, baseline jumper, good. Garrett Franken with a two-point basket. Dort extends the lead 31-18. 31-18, our score, Small. Small with it on the left wing. Small puts it on the floor against Brunsting. Lost it. Van Kickerix picked it. But they're going to say a reaching foul called against Kendrick Van Kickerix. For Kendrick, that is foul number one. Northwestern with the basketball inbounding. They dump it down low for Sterk. Sterk working against Bussard. Bussard trying to hold his ground. Sterk puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Northwestern basketball. That ball ricocheted, ended up ricocheting off of the forehead of Marcus Winterfeld as he tried to clear the rebound. Dort leading 31-18. They get the ball into Small. Small guarded there by Jansma. Small with it on the left wing. Comes back to Sterk. Sterk thought about the long-range three. Instead, pass goes back over to Slaughter. Slaughter, left side pass, Sterk. Sterk, back over to Slaughter. Slaughter at the top of the key. Left side, Korver. Christian gets it underneath Sterk. Sterk, hook shot with the right hand. Good. Craig Sterk with six. Dort leads 31-20. Ben Gasing with the basketball. Goes right side. Get it over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld at the top of the key looking for Jansma. Instead feeds it to Franken. Franken working against Small. Franken off of the glass over the right hand. Good. Garrett Franken with a two-point basket. He's got six. Dort leads 33-20. 9:59 left to play here in this first half. Jay Small with the basketball. Small kick out Slaughter. Slaughter three, misses everything, way too strong. Rebound taken away by Bussard. Gets it away to Gasing. Gasing left side, Franken. Franken into the corner, Winterfeld. Three off the heel, too strong, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Northwestern off of that miss. Three by Marcus Winterfeld from the left corner. Quickly up the floor, Small. Small will give it to Sterk. Sterk trying to work against Bussard. Trying to set him up, and we're going to have a foul call before the shot. And I know what's going through Brian Van Haften's mind, or I think I do at least. He's going to ask, it's okay if you call that, but we want the same call on the other end when Zach Bussard has established post position as well. So they call the foul on Bussard, and for Bussard, that's foul number one. It's team foul number three on the defender so far. Northwestern has not committed a foul. 10 minutes and 37 seconds into this contest. Left side pass, they get it into DeMolinaire, the sophomore from Des Moines, looking for a backdoor cut. Slaughter is going to put it on the deck against Bleeker. Puts it up. Shot is blocked by Van Langen. Rebound taken away by Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. Hesitates. Bleeker. Extra pass into the corner. Jansma. No good. Rebound Gasing. And Gasing is fouled from behind by DeMolinaire. That is the first foul of the game against Northwestern. 9:03 remaining in the first half. Dort leading 33-20. Dort will inbound the basketball. We've not had a free throw shot so far by either team. Throwing the ball in is Gasing. Gasing gets it into the corner. Jansma. Jansma, Van Langen. Van Langen, right wing, thought about the three. Back over to Frank, and he'll pull the trigger. Shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Hillbrands. Hillbrands gets it away, left side. DeMolinaire back over to Christian. Christian Korver, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Bleeker. Here comes Dort. Racehorse basketball. Gasing at the top of the key. The trailer, Van Langen. Back it goes underneath. Gasing, Gasing, layup good. Ben Gasing with a two-point basket off the assist from Van Langen. Dort leads 35-20. DeMolinaire with the basketball, left side. Now comes back, top of the key to Heyer. Heyer, the junior from West Lyon. Hillbrands squeezes off a three, and he buries it. Left wing three by Trent Hillbrands. His first basket of the day. Dort leads 35-23. Franken over the basketball. Gives it up Bleeker. Left corner, Franken. Franken guarded there by Korver. Franken, jumper. Mid-range jumper, 15-footer is good for Garrett Franken. He's got eight. 37-23. Defenders by 14. 8 minutes remaining, first half. Northwestern with the basketball. Christian Korver gives to Isaac Heyer. Heyer with the basketball, looking down low. Deflected, picked up by Sterk. Sterk puts it up in traffic. Shot good. Craig Sterk, reverse layup. He's got eight. Dort leads 37-25. Up the floor, Jansma. Jansma back over to Van Langen. Van Langen, Franken. Franken over the basketball. Franken to Bleeker. Bleeker, Gasing. Gasing hesitates. Puts it up with the right hand. Missed it. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Northwestern. Northwestern with the basketball. DeMolinaire. Pull up from 12. Good. Grant DeMolinaire with a two-point basket. His first of the game. Dort's lead is 10, 37-27. Bleeker back to Franken. Franken, 17-footer. Short, no good. But a foul on the play called on Northwestern. Foul's going to go on Korver. And for Christian, the senior from Orange City, he draws the first foul of the night. His first foul of the night. Garrett Franken will go to the free throw line. He's got 8 points so far. Trying to make it an 11 or 12 point ball game. First free throw is up and good for Franken. Franken with nine. A second free throw on the way. 38-27, Dort by 11. So another free throw coming here for Garrett Franken. Franken's free throw is up, catches the rim, and falls through. Bounces off the front iron. Garrett Franken now with 10. And the defender lead is 39-27. Isaac Heyer will be inbounding the basketball. Heyer throws it into Hillbrands, and Hillbrands will walk it up. Heyer passes right side. This is Dalton Mosier. Mosier did not play against Hastings, but has been playing more in recent history. Heyer with it on the right side. He's going to put it on the deck, reverses it into the corner of Van Agnum. Van Agnum, three, good. Keegan Van Agnum with the three. Van Agnum makes it a 9-point ball game, 39-30. Three on the other end by the defenders off the mark. That was Winterfeld who took the three, and now Northwestern with a chance to cut into the 9-point lead. Shot is up, no good by Hillbrands, but a foul on the play called on the defenders. That foul goes on the defenders, Marcus Winterfeld. That's foul number one on him. Foul came before the shot. So Northwestern will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Hillbrands passes in to Rohr. Rohr has it deflected. Northwestern maintains possession of it. Hillbrands will drive in, scoops it up with the right hand, good. Hillbrands with a two-point basket. He's got five. Dort leads 39-32. Giesink with the basketball. Sidored up by 7. Northwestern weathering the initial storm by the defenders. Now Giesink into lane, and Giesink unable to finish after he drew some contact. Had an open look at it from about 5 feet, but couldn't knock it down. And here comes Northwestern back the other way. Driving in is Hillbrands. Hillbrands throws to Heyer. Heyer, Vanegdom. Vanegdom, another three, and he hit it. Keegan Vanegdom with 9 points. Dort leads 39-35. So a four-point lead for the defenders. Northwestern right now on a 5-0 run. Left side pass, Giesink. Dort looking to stop the bleeding. Giesink drives around, got around Hillbrands, but short-armed the layup attempt. Here comes Northwestern, Vanegdom. Vanegdom driving in, kicks it to Mosier. Mosier left side. Northwestern trying to cut into the four-point lead. This is Hillbrands. Hillbrands guarded by Jansma. Hillbrands works the pick and roll, gives it up Rohr. Rohr underneath. Pass deflected by Winterfeld. Winterfeld now on the run out, gets the pass. Drives in and no call made. And back we go the other way, Northwestern. Northwestern with the basketball. Left side it goes Mosier. Mosier drives in, and it's going to be a charging foul. I'm a bit surprised they did not call a foul on Hillbrands on Winterfeld's breakaway. And coming back the other way, they call the foul on Northwestern, the charge. And it took our three officials, Kirby Wells, Jacob Wolf, and Jared Ray, a little while to decide who was going to pull the trigger. The whistle got blown, and they looked around the triangle at each other. And they finally they call a charging foul on Northwestern and Mosier. Dort with a four-point lead. Out front with the basketball, Franken. Franken gives it to Bussard. Bussard, Winterfeld. Winterfeld guarded by Mosier. Pass right side, Vinkikkerix. Vinkikkerix to Mosier. Apegmar to Bussard, and Bussard is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Grant Rohr. That's foul number one on him. Team foul number four against Northwestern in this half. Neither team in the bonus yet. Brunsting to throw it in. And a foul called on the inbounds play. It's going to go against Zach Bussard. Bussard called for a illegal screen, and now Northwestern will come back the other way. So Northwestern bringing it back the other way, Hillbrands. Hillbrands in between the circles out front. Hillbrands on the left wing, gives to Mosier. Mosier, back it goes to Hillbrands. Hillbrands, Mosier, Mosier. Trenton Hillbrands. Trenton Hillbrands drops it down low for Rohr, working against Bussard. Bussard playing with two personal fouls. Rohr with the left hand makes it a 39-37 ball game. Northwestern has outscored Dort 17-6 since the 10-minute mark. And with 4:23 remaining in the half, the defenders need to call the timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort. Back with more after this. Dort with the basketball after the timeout. They give it in to Bussard. Bussard backing his way in with the right hand. Missed it. No good. And the basket that was wide open for the first 10 minutes for the defenders has closed off. 39-37 for the lead. Hillbrands shot no good. Rebound taken away by Frank and gets it ahead to Vinkikkerix. Vinkikkerix with the basketball. Kendrick back over to Frank and Frank and left side Winterfeld. Winterfeld gives it up left wing. To Brunsting, Brunsting to Franken, and Franken is bumped on the play by Isaac Heyer. Heyer whistled for the personal foul, and Heyer is whistled for foul number one. Garrett Franken will go to the free throw line, where he will shoot two free throws. First one is up and good. Another one on the way for Garrett Franken. So at the 10-minute mark, Dort had a 33-20 lead. Northwestern has outscored the defenders since that point, though, 17-7 now. Dort leading 40-37, and Franken leaves that free throw short. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Northwestern. Red Raiders will walk it up. Hillbrands across half court. Left side, higher, guarded by Franken. higher on the left wing, using the dribble, loses it. It's picked up by Franken. Gets it ahead to Jansma. Jansma on the left side with it. Jesse back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, Van Langen. Van Langen straight on three, left it short, no good. Rebound, Brunsting tries to throw it cross court over to Franken off the rebound, and it's picked off by Northwestern. Northwestern with the basketball, Van Agnum. Van Agnum's had the hot hand here in the first half. He's got three threes. Hillbrands driving in. Dort tries to double him. They give it to Rohr. Rohr, Van Langen. Van Langen holding his ground. Ball tapped out, picked up by Northwestern and Mosier. Ball deflected, and it goes off of Heyer out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball. So the ball deflected. It'll be Dort basketball. Throwing it in will be the defenders. Garrett Franken on the floor for the defenders right now. It's Franken, Brunsting, Bleeker, Jansma, and Van Langen. For Northwestern, it's Heyer, Small, Hillbrands, Van Agnum, and Sturck, starting five for Northwestern. Brunsting, high post, Franken turns, gives right wing to Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball back to Jansma. Jesse, three, off the mark, no good. Hit it, looked like it was on from this point, but just grazes the right iron. Comes out strong. Northwestern now with it, higher at the top of the key. Northwestern, 15 to shoot. Pass into the corner, Sturck. Sturck's going to drive in. Right-handed layup on the baseline, good. Craig Sturck with 10. Dort leads 40-39. Left side, Jansma, Bleeker swings right wing. This is Brunsting. Brunsting, a three. Too strong, no good. Dort settling for jump shots right now. And Northwestern taking advantage as Dort's not making those shots. Heyer for the lead. It's good. Three-pointer from the right wing for Heyer. He's got eight, and the defenders trail 42-40. With the basketball, Brunsting. Brunsting over to Franken. Franken gives it up Bleeker. Bleeker at the top of the key. Bleeker back over to Jansma. Jansma kicks it out right side, Brunsting. Brunsting with it, far right wing. Back over to Jansma, swings left wing to Van Langen. Van Langen looking. Now comes back to Jansma. Jansma, three, short, no good. Rebound taken away by Northwestern on that shot from the top of the key. Northwestern with a chance to build on a two-point lead. Left side, Heyer. Heyer gives it up. Goes underneath the Small. Small tries to wrap it around to Sturck, and it's kicked out of bounds by the defenders. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Gasink will check in. Brunsting will check out. Northwestern inbounding left side of the lane as we face the hoop, and Jay Small hits a corner three. His third of the ball game. He's got nine. Defenders trail 45-40. Right side, Gasink. Gasink, nothing there on the baseline. Gives it back over to Franken. Franken back to Ben. Ben with the basketball. Ben in the lane. Kick out, Bleeker. Bleeker back to Franken. Franken, Gasink. Gasink, 12 to shoot. Top of the key, three is good. Ben Gasink hits one off the front iron, drops it through, similar to one that Keegan Van Agnum had earlier in the game. And the defenders trail 45-43. Northwestern with the ball. 9-second difference, shot clock, and game clock. Heyer passes left side to Hillbrands. 10 to shoot. Hillbrands on the wing. Hillbrands drives in. Heyer, Heyer. Three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Bleeker. Now ahead to Gasink. Gasink with the basketball. 10 seconds to shoot. Gasink with it on the left wing. Back over to Franken. Franken, pull-up jumper, 15-footer, no good. 3 seconds left with the basketball. Hillbrands, desperation toss from half court, is short, no good as the buzzer sounds. And that's the end of the first half. Our score, Northwestern 45, Dort 43. Men's college basketball play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The Dort defenders trailing Northwestern at halftime, 45-43. Things were pretty easy for the Defenders early on as they built a double-digit lead, got up as many as 35-20. That was midway through the first half. But from there, Northwestern was able to force Dort into some jump shots. Dort settled for those jumpers, and the jumpers stopped falling. Dort outscored 25-10 over the final 10 minutes or so of the first half, and it's 45-43 right now. Northwestern, 18 of 32 from the floor, 56%. Dort, 17 of 36 from the floor, 47%. Dort, 6 of 15 on threes. Northwestern, 9 for 16. Dort was out-rebounded in the first half, 19 to 15. Turnovers, both teams had 2. The Defenders are led by Garrett Frankens, 11. 8 points for Ben Gasing, 6 for Chandler Brunsting, 4 for Josh Van Langen. For Northwestern, Craig Sterk with 10, Jay Small with 9, Isaac Heyer with 8, and 9 for Keegan Van Agdam. The Defenders are led in rebounding by Chandler Brunsting with 5, Grant Rohr, and Trent Hillbrands have 4 each for Northwestern. Halftime scores around the conference. Concordia leads Doan 28-26. Dakota Wesleyan leads Briarcliff 40-39. Morningside over Midland 51-42. Jamestown over Mount Marty 41-32. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Back with more from the Boltman Center right after this. Northwestern basketball to start the second half of play. Northwestern will be shooting down at the far end or the east end of the Boltman Center. With a basketball out front, Isaac Heyer. Heyer bounce pass, and Northwestern tries to go to a set play. A backdoor cut off the elbow pass. And the ball is kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Northwestern throwing it in. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in. They get it into Jay Small. Small lets fly with a three. No good. Rebound taken away by Jansma. Jansma over to Gasing. Gasing will bring it up. Ben Gasing gives it off to Franken. Franken to Jansma. Jansma on the right wing. Bleeker. Bleeker swinging around. Back over to Gasing. Dort looks like they're intent on getting some touches in the post. Ball deflected out. Picked up by Northwestern. Van Agdam comes up with a loose basketball. Van Agdam passes it off to Hillbrands. Hillbrands with the ball. Hillbrands on the left side. Picks up his dribble. Comes back to Van Agdam. Van Agdam's pass deflected. Still loose. Picked up by Sterk. Sterk will put up a three, and he missed it. Rebound taken away by Franken on the weak side. Comes back over to Gasing. Gasing on the left side of the hoop. Picks up the dribble, passes it back over to Franken. Franken returns it to him. Missed three by Gasing. And the Northwestern Red Raiders off and running. Sterk in the lane. His shot no good. Rebound controlled by Bussard. Bussard with the basketball back over to Gasing. Neither team has scored here in the second half. Jansma takes it to the hoop, and Jansma is fouled on the play. Three Northwestern players around, and they're going to pick Isaac Heyer. Heyer pleading his case. But pretty clear from my point, they had to call a foul on someone, and they could have picked any one of the three that were there. Heyer gets hit with a personal foul. Free throw on the way for Jansma. It's up and good. Jesse Jansma, 3 points tonight for Jansma. Second free throw on the way, trying to tie it up at 45 all. Second free throw by Jansma is up and good. So Jansma makes both free throws. An 84% free throw shooter ties it at 45. Heyer hands it back over to Small. Small will take it up the floor. Small with it on the right side. Small gives it up to Heyer. Heyer with it on the wing. Heyer, nothing there. Sterk. Sterk from 10 feet. Right-handed hook is good. Craig Sterk with 12 points. Dort trails 47-45. Gasing with the basketball. Gasing gives it up. Jansma. Jansma left side. Franken. Franken. Bussard. Bussard right side. Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. Gasing, Bussard. Bussard backing his way in against Sterk. Kick out to Gasing. 10 to shoot. Jansma. Jansma. Franken into the corner. Three-pointer. Bleeker. Good. Cade Bleeker with his second three. He's got 6. And the Defender lead is 48-47. Heyer driving in. Shot is blocked from behind, and a foul on the play called on the Defenders. It's either going to be on Bussard or Franken, and they're going to call it on Franken. Isaac Heyer will go to the free throw line where he's a 61% free throw shooter. First free throws of the night for Northwestern. Dort has shot just six, so not a huge disparity there. Throw for Heyer is good. Ties it at 48. Another free throw on the way for the junior from West Lyon High School. And he makes it. 49-48. Heyer with 10 points. Averaging 6.8 points per game. Pass left side. Bleeker. Give to Bussard. Bussard facing up 15 feet out on the left baseline. Comes back to Jansma. Jansma looking for a ball screen. Instead, Bussard posts up. Bussard fires it back outside to Jansma. Jansma, three, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Northwestern. Northwestern with the basketball left side. They give it up out front, Heyer. Heyer back over to Small. Small in between the circles. Small to Heyer. Heyer on the right side. Isaac Heyer gives it back over to Jay Small. Jay Small facing up. Gives it up underneath to Van Agnum. Van Agnum, two-point basket. Good on the backdoor cut on the baseline. He's got 11. Northwestern leads 51-48. Back over to Bleeker. Bleeker, ball fake. Franken. Franken, three. Short, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Heyer after the deflection by Sterk. Sterk, unable to maintain possession of it, got it over to Heyer, and Heyer walks it into the front court, passes over to Van Agnum. Van Agnum to Sterk. Sterk with the basketball, back to Van Agnum. Van Agnum back outside, Sterk. Sterk, three, good. Craig Sterk with 15. Defenders trail 54-48. Steal on the other end by Sterk. Sterk gives it off to Jay Small. Small will bring it up. He hands it back over to Heyer, and Heyer will set the offense for Northwestern. And pass it off left side. Sterk guarded there by Bussard. Back over to Heyer. Heyer with it on the right wing. Heyer back over to Small. Small, ball fake. He'll put up a three off the dribble. No good. Rebound cleared by Franken. Franken over the basketball. Franken at the top of the key. Puts it on the floor. Keeps it on the floor. Now floats it up. Right hand, left side, good. Garrett Franken with 13 points. Defenders trail 54-50. Heyer, right elbow. Back to Sterk. Sterk, ball fake. And Sterk tries to throw it down. Missed it. Offensive rebound cleared by Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball over to Franken. I think Sterk forgot where he was. Took off way too far from the hoop. Here's Gesink. Gesink back over to Bleeker. Bleeker on the right side, puts it on the floor, back outside Jansma. Jansma with it. Jansma driving the lane. Kicks it back over to Bussard. Bussard, baseline jumper, no good. Rebound Jansma. Jansma, nothing there. Back over to Bussard. Bussard, Bleeker. Bleeker, left wing, three-point line, decides against it. Back to Jansma. Jansma, Bussard. Bussard, reverse layup, no good. They wave off the shot as Bussard got held on the play from behind by Sterk. Sterk was beat on the play. And all he did was grab Bussard, so there's not going to be any free throws. There's nothing more than an out-of-bounds play coming. Ben Gesink will inbound the basketball. Gesink to Van Langen, Van Langen to Franken, Franken over the basketball. He gives it up left side, Gesink. Gesink with it deep left corner. Now to Jansma. Jansma looks for a ball screen. Jansma back over to Franken. Franken, Gesink. Gesink five to shoot. Gesink takes it to the rim. And he's fouled on the play by Trent Hillbrands. Hillbrands whistled for the personal. That's foul number one on the Lamar's native. And Ben Gesink will go to the free throw line to shoot two with Dort trailing 54-50. Well, we said somebody would have to start playing some defense after the first few minutes of this one when everybody was making shots. Pace has slowed a little bit here. 5 minutes and 5 seconds into this second half. Defenders trail 54-51. Second free throw by Gesink is good. He's got 10 points. And the defenders trail by two, just like they did at halftime. It's at 54-52 right now. Small gets it in to Isaac Heyer. Heyer with the basketball. Heyer with it on the right wing. Heyer to Van Agnum. Van Agnum with the basketball. Vanagnum. They float it down low for Rohr. Rohr with the basketball. Rohr to Heyer. Heyer, he'll spot up, put up a three, and he hit it. Isaac Heyer with another three. Third three of the day for Heyer. 13 points. And the defenders trail 57-52. Jansma with it. Kicks it into the corner. Bleeker. Bleeker three. Good. Cade Bleeker answers with a three. His third. And the defenders trail 55-57. Rohr in the lane. His left-handed hook is good. 59-55. Rohr with his second field goal. He's got 4 points. Jansma, left-handed pass to Bleeker. Bleeker, left wing, now gets it into the corner to Brunsting. Dort down by four. With the basketball, Van Langen draws the double team. Kick out pass, three on the way for Brunsting, and Brunsting hits it. Chandler with his third three. He's got nine. Defenders down by a point, 59-58. Heyer with it, shovels it back outside for Rohr. Rohr, bounce pass, down low, small. Jay with the basketball, throws it for Heyer, and Heyer trying to save it in from the backcourt. He's called for a backcourt violation. Over and back, it'll be Dort basketball. .13:29 left to play. Dort down a point, 59-58. Van Langen to Brunsting. Brunsting looking out front for Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball. Bleeker puts it on the floor against Jay Small. Comes back over to Jansma. Jansma driving in. Kick out. Winterfeld, three. Too strong. No good. Tap out by Van Langen, and it's taken by Heyer. Heyer gives it up to Small. Small with the basketball. Small with it on the right side. Small driving baseline. Kicks it into the corner, and it's tipped out of bounds by Cade Bleeker. It will be Northwestern basketball. Kendrick Van Kickerix will be checking into the game. Checking out Jesse Jansma. 12:54 left to play in the contest. Dort down a point. Slimmest of margins here. Pass comes into Rohr. Rohr to Small. Small gives it up to Molinaire. De Molinaire to Rohr. Rohr in the lane. His shot won't go down. Rebound cleared by the defenders in Brunsting. Right side, Van Kickerix. Van Kickerix, the trailer, Van Langen. Van Langen ball fake. Swing pass left side, Winterfeld. Winterfeld, Bleeker. Bleeker with it on the left side. Don't see Bleeker and Winterfeld on the floor together much. Pass goes left side, Bleeker. Three. Bang it home. Cade Bleeker is 4-3. And the defenders regain the lead, 61-59. 12:20 left to play in the contest. Right side, Jay Small trying to answer. Kicks it into the corner. Out front, Hillbrands. Hillbrands, three, whispers it through. Trent Hillbrands with 8 points, and we have a timeout on the floor. Dort trails 62-61 after the Hillbrands three. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We'll be back with more right after this. 12:10 left to go in regulation. Dort basketball. Defenders down a point, 62-61. Winterfeld will be bringing the ball in to Cade Bleeker. Cade Bleeker will take it across the timeline. Cade with the basketball. Gives it up to Chandler Brunsting. Brunsting goes to Winterfeld, and Winterfeld is fouled on the play. His shot underneath hangs on the rim but won't fall through. Jay Small called for the personal foul, and that's number one on Small. No one's in any sort of foul trouble tonight. Marcus Winterfeld to the free throw line. He'll shoot a pair. Marcus with 3 points so far today. He came on a three-pointer earlier today. First free throw is good for Marcus. Another one on the way. Trying to unlock what's a 62-62 tie right now. Cade Bleeker will check out. I think Franken came back in for him. Second free throw by Winterfeld is good. Marcus with five. Dort leads 63-62. Jay Small on the right side of the basketball. Gives it up to Molinaire. De Molinaire to Korver. Korver swings it back over to Small. Small guarded there by Brunsting. Brunsting, they give it off to Hillbrands. Hillbrands off the dribble. Mid-range jumper is good for Trenton Hillbrands. He's got 10. And the defenders trail 64-63. Back it goes Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball. Gets a ball screen from Franken. They give it to Franken now, working against Christian Korver. 15-footer right baseline, no good, too short. Rebound taken away by Small, and here comes Northwestern. 11:20 left to go in the game. Small hesitates on the right wing, reverses it. De Molinaire decides against the three. Kick out pass back over to Small. Small rattles it, kicks off the rim, off the backboard, and falls through. Jay Small with his fourth three. He's got a dozen. Dort trails 67-63. Then Kickricks over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld gives it up to Bussard. Bussard over the basketball. Bussard goes back over to Franken. Franken to Brunsting. Dort needs a basket to answer. Brunsting, a floater from 12, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Hillbrands. And here comes Northwestern with a chance to take control of the game. Here's Small. Small with the basketball, working against Winterfeld. Goes right side over to Hillbrands, beyond the three-point line, guarded by Ben Kickericks. He gets it back, he spins in the lane, nothing there. Roar over to Christian Korver, left side three on the way, missed it, no good. Rebound deflected, taken away by Ben Kickericks. Ben Kickericks ahead to Winterfeld. Winterfeld is stripped on the way up by Jay Small, and here comes Northwestern. Northwestern coming back the other way with the basketball, still up by four. Looked like Dort was destined to cut it down to two. And now we have a hand check called on the defenders out on the floor. And that goes against Garrett Frank, and that's number two on Garrett. He is the second Dort player to pick up a second foul. 10:09 remaining. Northwestern up 67-63 with the basketball. They've added 2 points on to what was their halftime lead. Small, back over to Roar. Roar straight on Korver. Korver, 17-footer, misses everything, no good. There for the rebound, though, is Small. Small kick out Hillbrands. Hillbrands, his shot misses. Bussard had it, and a foul called on the rebound against Christian Korver. It's foul number two on Korver. Team foul number five on Northwestern. 9:58 left to play in the game. That's in regulation. Ben Gasing takes it across half court. Gasing passes left side Jansma. Jansma, Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball. Bleeker, Franken. Franken guarded by Small. They give it up Bussard, and he's pushed by Rohr immediately. Foul number two on Rohr. Well, they have taken the defensive strategy of being very physical with Bussard, and if they get beat by Bussard, they wrap him up. 67-63, defenders by four. Down by four, I should say. Gasink with the basketball. Out front, Bleeker. Bleeker goes back over to Jansma. Dort down four. Gasink looking. 9:30 left to play in the game. Gasink down to the baseline. Spins it back to Franken. Left-handed layup. Good. Garrett Franken with 15 points. Defenders down two. 67-65. Cross half court is Small. Small with the basketball. Jay has it on the wing. Small gets it back over to DeMolinaire. DeMolinaire, left wing, Benegdom. Benegdom back over to Small. Small, three, off the mark, no good. Bussard goes up, grabs the rebound. He passes it out to Jansma. Jansma will take it across the half court line. Jansma at the top of the key, back to Ben. Ben on the right side. Gasink looks down low for Franken. Ball's loose and picked up by Northwestern, and now a cheapie called. They're going to call Gasing for a foul on Hillbrands. Not a lot there, but enough in Kirby Wells' estimation to call the third foul of the half on Dort. And with 8:53 remaining, Northwestern will inbound again in the backcourt. Bringing it up is DeMolinaire. DeMolinaire with a basketball. DeMolinaire in between the circles. DeMolinaire has Slochter on the right side. Picks up his dribble, does to Molinaire, goes to Hillbrands. Hillbrands guarded by Jansma. Dort down two. Lamar's native kicks it off. Left side, shot no good. Rebound corralled by Bleeker on the weak side. Gets it away to Gasink. Gasink with the basketball. Back to Cade. Cade puts it on the deck, and he is held on the play by Slochter. Slochter called for the personal foul. 1-1 time now for Cade Bleeker. Bleeker with 12 points. Dort trailing by two, 67-65. Bussard checks out of the ball game. Then Langen checks in. So 1-1 on the way for the freshman from Sioux Center. And he misses it. Then Langen tries to tap it out. Northwestern maintains possession of it. Out front, Hillbrands. Hillbrands on the left wing in between the circles now. He passes left side. Nothing there. Back over to Slaughter. Slaughter over the basketball. Slaughter gives it off. Left wing, Vanegdom. Vanegdom with the basketball. Vanegdom back over to Sterk. Sterk working against Van Langen. Puts it up. Shot blocked by Van Langen. Rebound taken away by Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Stops on the three-point line. Reverses back to Van Langen. Here comes Jansma, and Jansma is fouled on the play. Jansma able to beat his man off the dribble on the give-and-go play. Foul goes on Trent Hillbrands. That's number two on him. And Jesse Jansma will go to the free throw line where he will shoot two free throws. Been stuck at 67-65 for a while now. So free throw on the way for Jansma. And Jesse's free throw left it short, no good. Ball's on the floor, picked up by Vanegdom. Front end of 2 1-and-1s by the defenders. If there is a chink in the armor for the defenders, it's their free throw shooting. 69% as a team. Close to 70, but not over 70. And there's a case in point where you had two players who you want at the free throw line, unable to convert the front end of 1-and-1s. Gaysink with the basketball after a steal. Then Langen, three from the top of the key for the lead. Shot no good. Kicks off the heel. Hits the cable above the basket. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Northwestern basketball. 7:21 remaining. Hillbrands will take it up the floor. Hillbrands on the left side. To Slaughter. Slaughter, Vanegdom. Vanegdom with the basketball. Vanegdom puts it up. The floater is good. Keegan Vanegdom with the right hand. He's got 13. And the defenders trail 69-65. Back the other way, Van Langen. Van Langen with the lay-in. He's got six as the defenders hustle down the floor. So the two teams trade relatively easy baskets that time. Hillbrands comes back over to Slaughter. Slaughter kicks it right corner. Sterk. Sterk, three. Missed it. No good. Rebound cleared by Franken. Franken over to Gaysink. Gaysink will bring it up the floor. Dort down 69-67. Gaysink back to Franken. Franken working against Slaughter. And Slaughter fouls him. So another foul called on Northwestern and Slaughter. That's number two on him. Garrett Franken to the free throw line for 1-and-1. So Franken, 3-for-4 from the free throw line. Dort leaving points on the table right now. That one's off the mark, no good. Three front ends, a 1-and-1 by the defenders. Missed, and gotten to the bonus. Next time it'll be two shots. Hillbrands with the basketball, Dort down two, and Hillbrands throws a three in from deep on the left wing. He's got 13, and the defenders trail 72-67. Gaysing drives in. His shot no good. Rebound deflected by Van Langen, and now Northwestern playing from in front by two possessions, and they've got the basketball. Hillbrands with it on the left side. Trenton Hillbrands used up his dribble. Jansma trying to force a tie-up. Ball comes loose. Hillbrands shot no good. Rebound tapped by Bleeker. Rohr comes away with a loose basketball. And Grant Rohr with the putback, and he's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line to try for the three-point play. So Rohr with a chance to extend the lead. It's currently at 7. He can make it 8 here. And now the clock becomes an enemy for the defenders as well. Rohr misses the free throw. So it's 74-67, Dort down three possessions. That foul was called on Van Langen, and the defenders will call for a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Dort, a hill to climb now, trailing 74-67. Timeout defenders. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. A lot of time left, but the defenders need to get some stops, and they need to get some buckets. Trailing 74-67, 5:39 remaining. Franken, high post, Bussard, Chanceman, top of the key. Jesse spins, nothing there. Bleeker gets it underneath, Bussard working against Rohr. Bussard, off of the glass, good. Zach Bussard spins back to the right hand, gets it off of the glass, Dort down 5, 74-69. Now you get a stop. And then on the right side, Hillbrands. Hillbrands with it on the elbow. Hillbrands comes back over to Mosier. Mosier gives it up right side, Small. Small to Rohr. Rohr back to Small. Small down to the baseline. Reverses it, Rohr. Rohr working against Bussard. His hook shot is good. Rohr with a two-point bucket. He's got 8. Dort trails 76-69. Comes back left side, Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball out front. Cade gives it up, Jansma. Jansma, Franken, 4:45 and counting. Franken, jump hook in the lane, shot no good. Rebound cleared by Mosier. Mosier hands it off to Hillbrands, and Hillbrands will walk it up. Trenton with a basketball on the left side. Hillbrands goes to Rohr. Rohr with it on the left wing. Rohr, nothing there. Now comes back, right side to Hillbrands. Hillbrands with the basketball. And we've got an offensive foul called on Trenton Hillbrands. So Hillbrands whistled for his third personal foul. Northwestern in front by 7, 4:15 and counting. Franken looking underneath, instead goes to Jansman. Jansman, Gasink. Gasink on the left wing. His three is good. Ben Gasink drills the three, his third of the ball game, 13 points. Dort trails 76-72. So Dort back to within 4, 3:58 and counting. Jay Small with the basketball. So Dort's cut 3 off of the lead. Small down to the baseline, puts it up with the left hand, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away, here comes Gasink. Gasink with the basketball. Gasing to Jansma, three ball, missed it, short, no good. Rebound cleared by Vanegdom. Vanegdom with the basketball, right side, taken away by Gasing as he trails the play. Gasing with the basketball, Dort down 4. Gasing, three, top of the key, missed it, no good, short. Rebound cleared by Northwestern. Jay Small will walk it up for Northwestern. He takes it across half court. 20 seconds and counting on the shot clock. 3:13 on the game clock. Mosier passes left side. They dump it down low for Rohr. Rohr gives it up. Shot no good. Bussard on the defense. Here comes Franken. Franken across the timeline. Don't have to settle for threes here. You can get a two. Gasink with the basketball left side. Gasink trying to break Hillbrands down. Passes it back over to Franken. Franken has to stretch for it on the sideline. Franken with the basketball back over to Ben. Ben, three, left wing, got it. Ben Gasink is 4-3. 8 points in the second half to go along with 8 in the first half. And the defenders trail by a point, 76-75. 2:30 remaining. And the defenders have crawled their way back into the game. They trail 76-75, 2:31 remaining. Northwestern basketball. They've called the timeout. Back with more after this. You're listening to Dort Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. Defenders back to within a point. 2:31 remaining. Keeping an eye on some other games going on. Doan sitting on a potential upset of Concordia, 59-57, 30 seconds left to go in that one. Briarcliff might be the hottest team in the league right now. They lead Dakota Wesleyan in a game played at the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City. They lead by 7. Backdoor cut, Hillbrands. Hillbrands layup good. Trent Hillbrands gets free for another 2. He's got 15. Dort trails by 3, 78-75. Now you don't need to settle for a 3 at this point. 2:12 remaining in regulation. Winterfeld out front, Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball, and Bleeker is fouled on the play by Vanegdom, and Cade will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. So Cade Bleeker will shoot free throws. First one by Cade, up and through. Back to within two now, 78-76, pending another free throw. 2:07 remaining. Bleeker's second free throw is good, 78-77. So Bleeker makes both free throws. Cade now has 14 for the ballgame, 11 in the second half. Isaac Heyer takes it across half court. Heyer with the basketball, right side, they give it up. High post, small to higher three. You got to be kidding me. He killed us. He killed Dort last year. He knocks down another three. It's a four-point ball game, 81-77. Sometimes it's the unsung player that you got to watch out for. Jansma drives in. Nothing there. Jesse back to Winterfeld. Marcus shot in the lane. No good. Rebound cleared by Northwestern. Northwestern with a four-point lead, and they'll bring it up the floor. Comes over to Heyer. Heyer with a basketball. Heyer takes it across, gets it up right side to Vanagdom. Vanagdom with a basketball. Vanagdom to Small. Small with it. Small on the right side. Eight to shoot. They pass it into the corner. Dort's down four. Four to shoot. Three. Missed everything, but they're going to bail him out and call a foul. Foul called on the play. And that's going to go on Jesse Jansma, his second. And Trent Hillbrands will go to the free throw line to shoot three. It was deep in the left corner, and from my vantage point, can't get a great look at it, but the shot clock was winding down, and judging by the response, a couple defenders didn't think that it was worthy of a foul call, but obviously, their opinion not the one that matters, and now Northwestern making it tough. This is the big one. This can make it a three-possession ball game. He's made the first two. It's a 78% free throw shooter, and he makes that one as well. 84-77, Northwestern by seven. 1 minute to go. Dort needs something pretty special to happen now. Comes over to Jansma. Jansma Bleeker. Bleeker with it at the top of the key. 52 seconds left to go in the game. Comes back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld gazing. Dort down seven. Ben with the basketball. His three from the wing. Off the heel, no good. Tap out to Franken. Franken three. Missed it, no good. Gets his own rebound back. Gazing. 35 seconds left to go in the game. Back over to Bleeker. His three off the mark, no good. Gazing now gets it back to Bleeker. Cade, another one from the corner. That one's no good. Tap in by Winterfeld, and Dort calls a timeout. After all of that, Dort settles for a two-point tap-in. And it will be Dort calling a timeout, Northwestern's basketball, when we resume play right after this. This is Dort basketball on KDCR. Jay Small inbounding the basketball for Northwestern. Breakout pass over the top for Heyer. Heyer breakaway layup good. Isaac Heyer with a two-point basket, and that'll probably do it. 86-79, Dort down seven. Three by Gasing, missed it, no good. Rebound, Small, and Small is held on the play, and Northwestern's going to win this one. 15.4 seconds left to go. Northwestern with a seven-point advantage. And this isn't the only upset that's going to happen tonight. Mount Marty's going to get beat the way it looks. Looks like Concordia is going to get beat as well. Northwestern inbounding. Heyer throws it in to Sterk. Sterk is fouled immediately by Marcus Winterfeld. It's foul number two on him. And the Red Raiders are going to pull the upset, even the series at one apiece this season. 86-79, Northwestern up by seven. Sterk free throw, good. Craig Sterk, another free throw coming. He's got 16. And second free throw up, and that one's no good. 87-79, Northwestern by 8. Dort dribbles it down. Winterfeld, 3. Good. Marcus Winterfeld calls, knocks down a 3. Dort calls for a timeout, trailing 87-82. 8.2 seconds remaining in this one. Well, they've just gone final in Crete, where the Doan Tigers have defeated Concordia 64-59. Briar Cliff defeated Dakota Wesleyan 83-74. Jamestown is up on Mount Marty by double digits with 2 minutes remaining. Morningside's going to beat Midland. It's just a matter of what the final score will be. It was 100-71 moments ago, and they've just gone final on that one as well. Morningside defeats Midland 102-77. And Morningside now with a 4-game lead, and they've only got 3 games to go. That means they have just clinched the championship, regular season title, for the Morningside Mustangs. Yep, Dakota Wesleyan can't get to 16 wins. They're at 10-5 currently with just 5 games remaining. Dort called the timeout. They trail by 5, 87-82. They have 1 timeout remaining. Northwestern will be inbounding. You need something completely out of the ordinary here. Higher to throw the ball in, length of the floor in front of them. Higher gets the ball inbounded to Jay Small. Small off to the races. He'll pass it ahead to Sterk. And they'll wave off the basket. There's a foul called at midcourt with 5.2 seconds remaining. And the math gets pretty hard to work out here. Got to go length of the floor. Got to get a timeout. You got to make a basket. Got to call a timeout. You got to get a turnover. Trailing by 5 with 5.2 seconds left. I don't think that's going to happen. First free throw by Jay Small is good. He's got 13. A second free throw on the way. 88-82. Gasink will check out of the ball game. Chandler Brunsting checks in. And Jay Small will shoot another one. And that one's up and through as well for Jay Small. He's got 14. And Northwestern with a 7-point lead, 89-82. Winterfeld kicks it out to Bleeker. Bleeker 3. No good as that bounces off of the rim, over the backboard. And that'll do it. 9-tenths of a second remaining. Northwestern will throw the ball in. And that'll be it. They get it in. Clock starts. And that's the ball game. Northwestern wins by 7, 89-82. Stay tuned. Up next, the Wireless World postgame wrap. You're listening to Dort Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Before we get to Coach Brian Van Haften, quickly recap tonight's game. Dort had a 33-20 lead at the 10-minute mark of the first half. Trailed 45-43 at halftime. Tied it at 45. Took a brief lead. 63-62. That was with about 11 minutes left to go in the contest. Northwestern came back, scored a bucket, and Dort never led again. Back-to-back threes by Ben Gasink cut the lead down to 78-77, but then a three by Isaac Heyer gave Northwestern a 4-point lead, 81-77. And Northwestern hangs on to win at 89-82. Coach Brian Van Haften is here, so we will take care of talking to him and let him get on his way. And Coach Van Haften, a good start for your team. What were you doing well in that first 10 minutes that allowed you to score some points and get a lead?
Well, I thought both teams were scoring a little bit. I know we had the upper hand a little bit, but, you know, we just passed the basketball well. We passed the basketball pretty well all game long. We just didn't shoot it like we have had in the past. And I thought we had some really good looks out there tonight. They just didn't go in. And they went in early. Had a lot of things going our way early on. But, we just didn't really get it done defensively tonight. I mean, it just too many little things out there defensively that hurt us. And, we had talked about it coming in, but just defensively, we just did not get the stops when we really needed them. They did an easy one when we really needed one, and Isaac Heyer hit a big three there. That one was pretty well guarded, but that's what happens when early on in the game you give them some easy looks and they start to feel comfortable. And I thought we just let them be too comfortable in the game.
You battle back. Ben Gasing shot the ball fairly well, and he ends up 4 of 7 from the three-point line. He hit those two big threes late, gave you a chance, but Northwestern executed and made their free throws.
Yeah, they made their free throws, but we didn't. If I'm not mistaken, we missed three front ends of the 1-on-1 in a row. That is not a recipe for success if you're going to go on the road playing a good team.
Well, I was not going to bring that up. You came back, knocked down some threes. I'm sorry, you knocked down some free throws after you got to the double bonus. No time to worry about things, and it's been a wild night in the conference. Concordia got beat by Doan tonight by 5.
Wow.
Dakota Wesleyan got beat by 9. Mount Marty got beat by 12. What that means is that mess that we talked about has just tightened up, and you're still in the hunt very much for third. You control your own destiny, but there are 5 teams with 7 losses saying the exact same thing.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. Yeah, all we can do is take care of ourselves here a little bit. That's really what we have to do. We'll have a light day tomorrow and get ourselves ready for Concordia, and then play our tails off on Saturday. And I know our guys will come back. I mean, the great thing about our guys is this. I mean, this is a really close-knit group of guys. These are going to be the kind of guys that are going to be great husbands, great fathers. They are awesome Christ followers. They are great examples to people. And they've really grown in that area over the last year. And so it's just great to have to coach these guys and to enjoy seeing them grow as people, as Christians, and all that kind of thing. And so really enjoyable to coach these guys. And I know we'll be ready to go on Saturday.
We will get ready on Saturday. They have the leaf blowers out. They're trying to fight us, get us out of here. So I'm going to let you go,
yes,
Coach, and I'll talk to you in a little bit.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
That's Brian Van Haften. Here are the numbers. Hopefully you can hear me over the top of the howling leaf blower about 5 feet to my left. The defenders, 29 of 68 from the floor, 43%, 13 of 35 on threes, 37%. 11 of 15 on free throws, 73%. Northwestern, 33 of 64, 52%. 15 of 29 on three-pointers, 52%. 8 of 10 on free throws, 80%. Dort gets out-rebounded slightly, 38 to 37 turnovers. Northwestern at 6, Dort had 5. The defenders led tonight by Ben Gasing, 16 points, 5 of 11 from the floor, 4 of 7 on threes. I think he was 4 for 4 at one point before he had to start forcing some at the end of the ballgame. Garrett Franken, 15 points and 9 rebounds. 14 for Cade Bleeker, 4 of 10 from the three-point line. He had 3 misses on 1 possession. Otherwise, he shot it very well from the arc. Marcus Winterfeld, 10 points. Zach Bussard with 8, 4 for Jesse Jansma. 9 points for Chandler Brunsting, 6 for Josh Van Lingen. For the Northwestern Red Raiders, Trent Hillbrands and Isaac Heyer with 18 points each. 16 for Craig Sturck, 14 for Jay Small, 13 for Keegan Van Agdom. He goes 5 for 5 from the floor. 8 points for Grant Rohr off of the bench, and 2 for Grant DeMolinaire for their total of 89 points. Northwestern was led in rebounds by Grant Rohr with 5. Trent Hillbrands and Isaac Heyer also had 5. Keegan Van Agdom had 5 as well. Isaac Heyer with 4 assists, 3 for Keegan Van Agdom. GPAC scores from around the conference and updated standings. Doan upsets Concordia, who's receiving votes in the most recent poll, 64-59. Briarcliff upsets number 10 Dakota Wesleyan, 83-74. Both of those games played at the site of the team that won. Morningside, a 102-77 winner over Midland. Jamestown defeats number 18 Mount Marty, 94-82. And Northwestern defeats Dort 89-82. The home team defends the home court, regardless of ratings, here this evening. The standings then, Morningside has clinched the GPAC title, 16-1. Dakota Wesleyan is 10-5. Dort and Mount Marty are now both 9-7. Concordia, Northwestern, and Jamestown are 8-7. Hastings was idle, 6-9. Briarcliff 5-11, Midland 3-12. Doan is 2-13. If the season were to end today, cutoff mark would be Hastings, 6-9. Briarcliff would be out of the tournament. They're 5-11. Briarcliff, an impressive three-game stretch, though, where they have knocked off three straight rated teams. They were 2-11 last week Tuesday. And you take a look at the conference standings. They've won three in a row. Victorious last Wednesday night over Dakota Wesleyan. I beg your pardon. And then they came back and beat Morningside on Saturday and beat Dakota Wesleyan tonight. They beat Mount Marty 1 week ago this evening on the road. So that's going to do it for our broadcast. Northwestern gets a sweep of Dort. Women's and men's basketball. Women's game went Northwestern's way, 91-76. Men's game goes Northwestern's way as well, 89-82. That's going to do it for our broadcast. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good night.